Now, in this lesson, we're going to learn about formal and informal speech by reviewing adjective conjugations. Now, the basic usage of adjectives was introduced in Nihongo Dojo Newbie Series Welcome to Style U, Lessons 11 to 15. Naomi-sensei, remember those lessons?
はい、覚えてます. Yes.
Now you can see them on our site. Now, in Nihongo Dojo Newbie Series Style U and Beyond Lessons 15 to 16, you learned how to combine two or more adjectives by using the te form of an adjective. Naomi-sensei, can we have an adjective conjugation sentence from the dialogue?
早くて気持ちいいよ.
It's fast and comfortable. Now, before we break down this sentence, can you put something at the beginning of the sentence?
人力車は速くて気持ちいいよ.
That's better. This makes it a lot clearer about the topic, just to put it in context. Now, first we have
人力車,
rickshaw, followed by
和,
topic marking particle.
速くて気持ちいい.
Fast and comfortable. Now, 速くて is in its te form. This is the te form of the adjective
速い.
And you remember, you form the te form by dropping e and adding
くて.
And in Japanese, when you combine two adjectives, you have to use the te form. So, 速くて can be translated as fast and.
気持ちいい.
Comfortable is what we had next.
よ.
And this is a sentence ending particle that adds emphasis. And here we kind of translate as, you know. Naomi-sensei, what if we wanted to put this into polite Japanese?
人力車は速くて気持ちいいですよ.
Only the desu is added. The only thing that changes is the desu, and it's added after the adjectives. But other than that, the sentence is the same. The 速くて part stays the same. Remember, the final verb, or what comes at the end of the sentence, controls the politeness level for the sentence. Now, Naomi-sensei, can you drop the sentence ending particle yo and say the same sentence again? Informal, using informal Japanese?
人力車は速くて気持ちいい.
Now in formal Japanese.
人力車は速くて気持ちいいです.